The drive to go further and reach higher. The same thing that inspires you inspires us. At Strayer University, we're always searching for new ways to make education more affordable. That's why we offer access to up to 10 no-cost gen ed courses to help you save time and money so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. No-cost gen eds provided by Strayer University affiliates of Fuel Learning. Eligibility rules apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Our vignette today is brought to you by TwizGrid. TwizGrid is a new free app for your iPad or iPhone that displays Twitter photos in a user-friendly format so you can easily view and enlarge them. Jimmy Cerrito and I will be traveling across the fruited plain, the Great West, the Badlands. I don't even know where I am.
You know what? About Jimmy, he's also user-friendly, so I think you're going to have a lot of fun.
We'll get to him in a second. TwizGrid is an official sponsor of my trip to Sturgis, and you can use it to follow my exploits.
Uh-huh. Oh, I think, what? You know what? They're not exploits as much as they are escapades and maybe shenanigans.
You know, I will say this about TwizGrid.
Yes?
I loved it in Maine, and so many of you guys took great pictures up in Maine. Yeah. What was funny was Mark Ronick in great detail with Jimmy Cerrito the other day,
going through
showing how to use, because he knows he knows how responsible I am in ways like that.
So although, Jimmy will help.
Jimmy will probably be the only TwizGrid.
You're going to be fine. You fell in love with TwizGrid in the bar in Dulles Airport.
Yes, yeah. I did.
You really did. You were taking pictures of that guy that looked like Sam Elliott.
My favorite TwizGrid photos will be top of the head.
They're also
with
great.
Just the eyes like you do when you just do the...
Yeah. Angry.
You know, psychopath.
To follow the trip, just open the Mike O'Mara Show album. And with TwizGrid, you don't have to have a Twitter account to see the pictures. But if you do have a Twitter account, you can post comments on my photos and be part of this trip to Sturgis.
Yeah.
That's TwizGrid, TwizGrid. Find it in the App Store or click the ad on our website. And today I would like to discuss diet beverages.
Oh, okay. Oh,
wow. I know that Buzz has a very strong, regular thing.
Oh, I drink like a case a day.
Horrible for
you. Yeah, I know.
Buzz carries a cooler. A lot of people don't know this. Buzz literally carries a cooler with drinks, bananas, and nuts.
You carry a cooler in your car?
In fact, I have it with me
if
right now.
If you remember, his cooler...
Show it to the viewers.
His cooler came with us to the Sunrise Show on Cadillac Mountain.
Oh, that was a larger cooler. That was for the special trip. This is my everyday cooler, you see. And I've already extracted one soda, but there are four others in here along with a protein drink.
Yeah. And keep in
hold
mind...
Hold on. Now, wait. You bring four... How many sodas do you bring with you every
day? I leave the house with a half dozen, just in case I'm out.
Well, you
got to
keep
day.
In mind, he's almost 25 minutes away.
You know, he's a conjurer, too. Do you notice how he said he leaves the house with a half dozen? Do you mean you take a six-pack with you?
Yes.
You take a six-pack with you... Every single day?
I've seen sodas.
Yes, but I don't always consume them.
Okay.
Many days, three or four of them will go back in the fridge
He's always packing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why then?
He's ready. He's ready for the attack.
I had no idea it was going to go in this direction.
Nor did I.
Here we go.
Have we never discussed Buzz's cooler?
No. We have never discussed Buzz's cooler.
Ever?
Because really, if we charged for carry-on bags on this show, we could make a fortune on this guy.
All right, here's the question I have.
Yes.
So you always bring six with you.
Yes.
Because...
Well, five really. One's a protein drink. Yeah.
Okay,
really
five sodas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You bring five sodas.
He needs
the
protein drink because the five sodas are so heavy.
Your drive here is 25 minutes or so.
Yes, that's correct.
Every day, and then 25 minutes back.
Right.
So you're in the car for...
That's 50 minutes.
Thank you, Rob.
He's the math whiz.
So do you... So if you're just going to drive... If you're going to come to the studio, and then you're going to go back home after the show and do whatever you're doing at home... Mm-hmm. With no appointments or anything to do in between, you're not going to drink those
oh,
six.
Heavens, no. No. Three or four of them will go back in the fridge.
And say in the morning you wake up, and you are you're an organized guy.
Yeah, but try to be.
You like to know exactly what's happening and where you're going. Right. So I'm getting somewhere.
I love this.
All right. So you'll drive from your house to my house, knowing that you have nothing either on the way here or on the way home, and you're going back, but you'll still bring six.
Just in case.
That's what I wanted to know.
I might want to share, or maybe a last minute errand will come up that will keep me out during the day, or maybe I'll go to the pool and then I'll wish I had a beverage.
I want to kill him for this,
yeah.
But it's actually the smartest way to. He's one saving money.
That's number one.
Because
that's the number one. I agree with that.
In any 7-Eleven, if you're lucky, will cost you 79 cents, if not a dollar.
And it's probably a bottle.
A bottle's $179 now.
Sure.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
So he's saving cash. He's smart there. I don't. I think it's more. Have you ever found yourself in a place where you're like, oh my God, thank God I brought 5 cans of soda.
Oh yeah,
because
oh yeah, no, I really have.
Me, it's been such a day.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
that question just made me laugh.
And those are the days that I'm prepared for every day.
That's nice.
Yeah. Really?
Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you said, hey, I'm going to set up a stand?
What would be a situation where you would burn all 5 cans?
Let's say I had a whole series of errands throughout the day, or the most likely scenario would be if I went to the pool, which I haven't been doing much this summer. But if I went to the pool, I might, by the time I got home, have consumed everything.
So what is your beverage of choice?
Also, at the end of that day, the pool is slightly brown.
I try to mix it up because I want a variety of chemicals and artificial colors. So I drink Diet Pepsi, Diet Pepsi Max, Cherry Diet Pepsi, Sun-Kissed Orange, which is now a Pepsi product.
Oh, okay. Now, wait a minute. Now we're talking.
Oh, I love Sun-Kissed Orange.
I had no...
I've got one with me.
Diet Orange?
Only one?
Yeah. I'll take... Can I have one
of
yours?
Yeah, sure. See, this is why I bring it.
Oh, my God. That leaves him with only 4.
No, but he is identified... He has identified... Buzz and I... This is very rare.
Oh, this stuff
when
is
Buzz
good.
And I have something in common, nice. I mean, I think it's whether you ought to send up a flare.
Now, I have a question to Buzz, because one time we discussed what we drink, and it boiled down to the fact that I mostly only drink water and whiskey.
What's up with that?
And now that I'm on the weight not again,
I just want to say something. That for a diet beverage, it doesn't really get much better.
No, it doesn't.
That really doesn't get much better.
Diet Dr. Pepper is excellent.
Right here. Now, Diet Dr. Pepper, no. There are two that I like.
It's all right, but...
Diet Sunkist. Mm-hmm. And Diet A&W root beer.
Yes, I have that too at home.
You have that at home?
Not with me, but at
home.
That's
two that we share.
Have you ever tried the Diet Cream Soda?
I don't like cream soda.
Oh, I love
cream soda.
Cream
soda grosses me out. Well, cream soda, what's the point of cream soda?
It's delicious. That's the point.
But what's the point of it?
It's vanilla.
It's a little like root beer.
It's not like root beer at all.
It's like a vanilla soda. But what I'm going
like
to tell you.
Somebody peed in root beer.
By the way, Buzz is sorry about that. Most diet beverages that are citrus-based.
This is good. This
citrus-based diet soda is usually better.
No, I'm doing a commercial
for them right now. Sprite, 7-Up, all of these. Diet Squirt.
Did you know they're coming out with Diet Fanta?
Diet Fanta?
All the Fanta flavors.
I'm going to tell you.
That's good. That's owned by Coca-Cola, right?
Diet Fanta grape?
Because strawberry.
I have to give props to Starberry, Chad Dukes, because he's a soda connoisseur.
Is he really?
And he broke that news to me. He said that they're coming out with Diet Fantas.
Diet Fantas. Now, Fanta grape. And you're right, Fanta now, strawberry.
The orange is still going to be better from Sunkist. But
they're both Coke
the multitude
products,
of flavors,
aren't they?
I don't know.
And if I'm being accurate, if I recall correctly, it's Fanta Zeros. All the flavors in zero calories.
Oh, that's really?
Nice. Yeah.
I'm all about that.
I could go for a strawberry and occasional grape.
But Buzz, what I'm concerned about.
You know what
about?
The problem is here in Manassas, though?
What? Huh?
The grocery stores don't stock diet beverages.
What?
They don't.
Yeah. Maybe it's because they're paying tribute to the women of Manassas.
Well, this is a region that serves sweet tea.
So, I bet they're very, very well stocked on throwback Mountain Dew.
Oh, of course. oh, absolutely. Coming off the store shelf.
But what I want to ask Buzz is you're carrying at all times 5 cans of 12, 60 ounces of chemicals.
That's right.
Do you ever feel about scaling back and drinking some water? And how is your hydration level?
I'm not fond of water. I find it lacking in flavor.
Well, it's very true, but it makes you feel better.
Does it?
Yeah, it really does.
Somebody say water with your lifestyle choices would be the best thing.
Yeah, no, I should. I'm trying to drink more water. I like
I
it ice
water.
Cold, though. I'm not fond
I
of it either.
Hate water.
Do you really? You used to plow
water
through
sucks.
It. You used to plow through 3 liters of Evian in a show.
I used to drink 3, and now that I'm here in the comfort of my own home, this to me is great for a show right here. I like this.
Water, it's refreshing, really.
Water's terrible.
It's not terrible.
Water's horrible.
I mean, if you're going to drink this.
You still need to drink water. Not just soda.
These sodas are
you need the water too, Mike.
These sodas are mostly water.
Why? What? I mean, the Buzz is absolutely right. It's one of those very uncomfortable moments
is
where
there caffeine
I said,
in that?
No.
Is there caffeine in that? There might be. There's caffeine in the regular Sunkist.
There is a little caffeine.
So caffeine is a diuretic. Caffeine
I can't read the label
you.
Because the chemicals have damaged
caffeine
my eyes.
Caffeine dehydrates you.
That's true, but only if you have taken more caffeine than you do water.
I see, but you're drinking also crazy amounts of cherry Dr. Diet
Will you admit, though, will you admit that your body, your skin is the largest living organ that you have?
I will admit that.
I'll show you my largest living organ.
You're going down. down a good road.
You
here.
Need the water mm-hmm. to hydrate your skin.
You're right again.
So or you're you need to drink it.
You're going to look right it for the third time.
Old and crusty.
So you should drink as much water as you possibly
can. Absolutely right. I know you're right about this, Oscar.
All right, somebody turns water into something that tastes like Diet Sunkist orange soda, and I'll do it.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Did you look in his citation book?
Yeah. Last vehicle he rode in was a tan Sierra at 2:18 a.m. Under a plate number, he put DLR. I figured they stopped him or shot him before he could finish filling out the tag number.
Uh-huh.
So I got the state looking for a Sierra with a tag starting DLR. They don't got no match yet.
I'm not sure that I agree with you 100% on your police work there, Lou.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think that vehicle there probably had dealer plates. DLR.
Oh. Jeez.
Say, Lou, do you hear the one about the guy couldn't afford personalized plates, so he went and changed his name to J3L2404?
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now from his Davenport, oh, that's so gay, here's Mike. Desmond has it borrowed in the
market. Look at you.
It's good to laugh.
Everybody!
Blah-blah-dee, oh-la-da, life goes on. Right. Anyway,
this
welcome.
Is not what you came
la, la,
for.
La, la, it's
live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded more than 14.5 million times and heard in 150 countries worldwide. Call us, won't you please?
No!
At 718-506-1625. It is Thursday, August 2, 2012, and we are delighted to have you along with us. A program note, we will be taping our bonus show today, and we are doing another one of those fabulous turntable shows.
Oh, it's so good. Yay.
So I think you go to turntable.fm/...
TMOS. Leave out the burp.
Sorry, that was Sunkissed.
Yeah, you see, water doesn't make you do that. Yeah,
right. And so go there, and we're going to be playing our favorite songs.
That's right.
But I'm not prepared today like I was last time.
Oh, I think I'm ready.
You don't have a go-to?
I have a go-to list, but I want to lift it up a little bit.
I want to speak
to you. You've already like arranged. No, I don't have anything to have your whole 10,000 songs.
Dude, I'm so organic.
You suck, Rob.
Yeah. You suck, Rob.
He doesn't have to arrange. He's already got it.
Shall
in the gray
I step
mat.
Down? I can leave, but I want
Shall
to.
Shall I step down? No, you step off.
Hey, you step off.
You step off.
My question for you, and speaking in the words of stand-up comics.
Yes.
Do you have a saver?
A
saver? If something is going horribly bad, do you have an ace in the hole that you can go to?
I never do. I don't think in my whole radio career I've ever had a saver.
Really?
I've never been in a situation where I have felt like I had to go to something that I do routinely.
Right.
You know, even with these vignettes, sometimes I am ready to go, sometimes I'm not. Mm-hmm. And I still like to pull it out of my ass at the last minute.
Of course you do.
I seriously think sometimes that's better.
Oh, there's a freshness factor.
There's
to
a
it.
Freshness
sure.
factor.
But when
to
I said saver, I meant like a record that's going to, as Todd Moore would say, blow your mind.
Nah. I really don't, because that's why I think I fail compared to you and really Mark on a turntable, because I just don't always prepare that well, and I don't know what. Even when I DJed at my my mother-in-law, who is younger than me, at her party,
I think that was a great gig.
Even when well, she wants me to do it again for the end of the summer. Mm-hmm. She wants me to come back and do it again. And I will tell you this: that Carla did not like my DJ.
Notify the authorities.
That's right.
And
she didn't like the music collection.
Well, the authorities will find out.
Carla thought that I repeated too much, and Carla didn't like the fact that I didn't know the modern songs, which I didn't know.
Hey, but we loaded you up with the modern records. You had them.
Yeah. So you know, Carla said, and she put you down too.
Oh,
Carla
said, she always does.
Carla said something along the lines of, "Tell Rob to get better music."
Better music.
Wow.
That's really.
Wow. that dork to step it off.
Yeah, such a dork.
You know what? She,
yeah, and I told him to step off.
She can step off and get bent. My music is great. And when she wanted that gay country song, I downloaded it. I never asked her for the $1.29. And just because I walked out of that party wearing only my shorts, and I left my shoes, my shirt, my belt, my wallet, and my phone on the patio, I think we all had a fine time.
That's right. I had to drag you home.
So she can step off.
Jesus, we were in the pool. Wee hours of the morning.
Yeah, we
saved time. And I hit my head.
Yeah, that's right, you do.
Surface.
That's mostly healed now.
Do you know, really, that's when you know you've been at a really good party, when it results in some sort of injury.
Oh, God. You know, when we used to go to New York, I used to wake up every Friday and check myself for bruises.
Did I say on the show that I went to Charlestown after the party?
Yes, you did.
And I was sitting there driving back at like 7 o'clock in the morning with my father-in-law just going, I don't win.
I do.
Had a scrape on your head.
I don't win.
RJ will tell you, I had barely my wits about me to get him to my house, but I did tell him he missed a turn on the way.
We did miss one turn, yeah.
But I remember as I staggered to the car, I said, "Why don't go to Charlestown? Don't go. Don't go."
How I made it there.
We actually thought you weren't going
to
do it.
To which you replied,
you did.
To which you replied, Mike, Rob, come with me.
Yeah.
I was only wearing wet shorts at the time.
And I had been
that's
up.
That's why he invited you.
I had been up since 5 o'clock in the morning in the great state of Florida.
You traveled, right?
That was so. I didn't just stay up for 24 hours. I was jumping around for 24 hours. Right. I'll never figure that out. On the program today, blood donation with Carol Channing.
All right.
We're waiting on, and I'm a little concerned.
We're a little concerned.
Our good buddy Lyndon from Patriot Harley-Davidson, a fine sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show and a good friend of mine and somebody who has supported my charity ride for a couple of years. He's supposed to be here with us, and I hear he's MIA.
MIA.
So we're a little concerned about him. Hopefully he will be here. Yeah, go find out if he's on his way. Let me see. The Reno Show, we really mentioned that we're going to Circus on November 10th, but we didn't spend any time talking about it. We'll do that today. Why do I hate Michael Phelps? I really don't understand why, but I really do. I really hate Michael Phelps. For some reason, I hate Michael Phelps.
Years.
Do you hate America?
He's not an attractive man.
I don't hate America. You didn't need to put it that way, Oscar. I don't hate America.
I know why you hate him. He swims in something you hate.
Water.
Water. All right. If he swim in soda.
We'll start with the Olympics today because we haven't really done a lot of that. And it's the Olympics is in the get-go stages right now. There are three things I want to talk about on the Olympics, okay? The first thing I want to talk about is why I hate Michael Phelps.
Uh-huh.
The second, has anybody seen the routine that the head coach of the men's gymnastic team does with his players?
Mm-hmm.
No, I haven't seen it.
I just think in the Jerry Sandusky era, that coaches in general ought to be a little careful with the way they behave.
A little more standoffish. Oh. This guy's touchy-feely.
Well, what do you know what the routine is?
What is it?
I know it involves clapping.
He kisses them on the forehead.
And then claps.
No, and then pulls their ears.
Oh, I'm thinking of another coach.
That is really creepy.
Yeah, that is super creepy.
You should see what
he sits there and he looks at them, puts his hand on their head like this. Then he pulls their head and kisses them on the forehead and then pulls their ears and lets their head.
Get the ear thing.
You should have seen in 2008 what he was pulling. He's gotten better.
It's just weird. It's weird. The other thing I wanted to talk about, and I don't know if you guys have been following the Olympics, but the second thing was this ridiculous situation with a sport that I think ought to be banned from the Olympics, and that's badminton. Yeah. Did you see the deal where they were trying to lose because they were already guaranteed a spot in the final, and they knew that if they lost, they would be able to play a lesser team.
Do you want to hear the coverage last night?
Such crap. Play this.
This is a CBS News, and I have a comment after this. This is from the CBS Evening News last night.
It's hard to believe an Olympic athlete would try to lose, but that is what happened in women's badminton. Look at this. Players going through the motions yesterday, hitting the birdie out of bounds on purpose. They threw their matches hoping to face an easier opponent in the next round. But instead, four doubles teams were kicked out.
Ooh.
Two from South Korea, one from China, and another from Indonesia.
After I heard that news story, I also moved to have Scott Pelley disqualified as a newsreader because of how slow he talks.
Scott Pelley and with his big underbite.
I wanted him to be good.
I'm a good guy. I'm Scott Pelley, and I always do the right thing. Well, he's a douche.
I wanted him to be good.
He's,
you know what?
He's a legendary
douche. You know what's horrible? And you probably have more information about this than I do, is that baseball and softball aren't Olympic sports, but badminton is.
Exactly.
Well, it's because there's a tremendous birdie lobby.
You know what I consider this? I call this an opening. Yeah. This is an opening. Badminton. Okay, that's not it. What badminton is what badminton, and is it B-A-D-M-I-T-T-E-N?
Badminton.
Minton.
Badminton.
Minton. Well, M-I-N-T-O-N. Okay.
So yes. It was invented in England?
I think so.
Well, yes. Tell me what the hell it means. What is badminton?
A lazy tennis.
It's lazy tennis. It is.
All I know about badminton, tennis, yeah. when I was nine years old,
yes.
And somebody would ask me, do you want to play badminton? I would hate it then. Yeah. I hated it as something you would do in your backyard. It was such a horrible game.
It's something I don't think there are a lot of games that you can play in your backyard if you're having a barbecue or whatever. Horseshoes, croquet was big when I was a kid.
Horseshoes
and badminton.
Yeah. And you
what
know
if you used real birds?
Or cats.
I played as
I saw that picture.
And thanks to the picture on Facebook of the lady playing tennis throwing a cat up.
Thanks, Daryl.
Big laugh from me.
I liked it.
Out loud laugh. Here it is. Badminton. You mentioned horseshoes. Horseshoes. Absolutely. I will play horseshoes at any time, anywhere.
You
love the
most
game.
Sports that you can play with a beer in your hand.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
But badminton or whatever the hell. Badminton is just...
It's not an Olympic sport.
It's not a sport, period. It's ridiculous.
Hey, more like awful mitten. Am I right?
Yeah, thank you. But it's so I think really when they're... So the brackets are such that... This
they had
where,
nothing to lose, and if they lost, they actually had an easier
seed.
Right. Yeah.
So that's the failure right there.
That's
the
right.
way they have structured this. But at the same time, they ought to just throw out the the idea that losing would put them in. But it doesn't make sense. In every sport that I know, with a playoff structure, with a bracket structure, you're rewarded in totality for winning.
Sure.
That there is no disadvantage to winning, and in this particular structure, this is a flaw of the system because they are not rewarded for winning, and that there's no other sport in the Olympics where it's like that, right?
Mm-hmm, that's
true. But you also have to sweat in most sports in the Olympics.
I watched one of the games where they were actually trying, and it looked like there was a degree of difficulty, but it's just ridiculous because it's too fast, because it's the little pieces of plastic.
Yeah, but I feel like when I see that footage, and I saw it as well, because I said, okay, they're throwing the match in this footage, but then they're actually playing in this footage.
Right.
And I felt like it should have been kind of a Ben Stiller movie, like Dodgeball.
Right,
like, there's no way these guys are this serious about badminton.
It's a little silly, yeah.
And, of course, the Chinese are dominant because the Chinese just – any sport that's really obscure –
like
I think
table
they,
tennis.
They latch onto and they become dominant. And I wish I didn't hate China. I think because I'm an American.
Yeah.
I think because they really represent.
Is that why you hate Michael Phelps?
But China to me represents
one
the enemy.
I think they're the current enemy.
Well, they're out to dominate us.
What?
They're out to dominate us. Clearly.
Yeah.
I still
own our real estate.
I still don't trust Canada, England, Russia, Germany.
I don't want to.
But
you're not even.
But they are
even,
the current enemy right now.
Don't try to side with me and make me look bad. I'm talking about one country.
I'm telling you,
Red China, communist
red
commie China.
Red China, where the current time is 1960.
It's commie China. It's still commie China.
Of course
China.
It is, yes, and it's the enemy, Mike.
It's commie China that executes their own people and steals their livers
and wins at badminton.
But the thing is, I don't like the whole
don't try
vibe.
To side with me.
I grew up during the Soviet Union and East Germany, and I watched the Olympics with that. When I watch China, I get a complete vibe from those horrible old days where these athletes are are stolen from their families at birth and taken to training camps
wasn't not a Chinese athlete that they did not tell that their mother had cancer and she lost a grandparent till after she won a medal.
That's the way they do.
And
that's
the father said the this white lie helped her.
Yeah, she had to stay focused.
Yeah.
Also, jeez. I watch other Asian countries
for the country,
and I don't care if people give me crap about this. I watch other Asian countries, and I watch their interaction, and their interaction to me is very, very normal with human emotion that you can see. You watch the China team, and they just there's a disconnect. They don't act like human beings, like other people do.
I think some I can't speak for the Chinese culture, but I think some cultures
sure you can, Oscar,
are very reserved. I know that they just don't show public emotion a lot.
Right.
Or PDA. I know that myself, at least the way I was raised, I never used to show a lot of PDA, holding hands,
right.
Public kisses or anything like that. I wasn't comfortable with that.
It just makes
up.
It murder sitting next to him too. Because how many times have I reached over?
I know.
To hold your hand and nothing.
He doesn't understand. But, well, first of all, you and Buzz did not play a lot of sports when you were kids.
I didn't play any sports.
I played team sports, mm-hmm. and we showed a lot. I would always French kiss my little league coach,
and then he'd pull your ears.
What would you rather? Someone like I've seen like the gymnasts from Great Britain, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So everybody has a story, so they break it down, and right. I don't see another grown man cry after he nails or sticks it to the mat.
Right.
I'm just like, come on, like you're crying, you're really crying.
It's the training. It's what they go through. It's the 4 years.
It's the letdown because they've worked so hard.
No.
And finally,
these were tears of joy from this man.
Right, right. That's
okay.
What I mean.
Yeah.
It's letting
but
down
I'd rather
from
have
all that
a
training.
Guy nail it and he looks like he's made out of stone and walk off with like some pride and just
go
be
like this.
Yes.
Yeah. Go like this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something
put,
like
put
that.
Put the fist up in the air and do that. Now, when I see, what's your name? The swimmer who
Missy.
Oh, the
Missy
missile.
Franklin.
Uh-huh. The missile.
When I see Missy Franklin with the tears in her
fun.
Eyes
while that
she's while she's watching the national anthem,
yes.
I dig that.
Well, that's different. Yeah.
I totally dig that. I love the tears.
What about
the
this?
More emotional, the better for the
Olympics.
What
about Ryan Lochte, who has, for some reason, tried to bring back these grills that you put in your mouth? Have you seen these? This picture
I haven't
yet?
Seen Ryan Lochte's
so
mouth.
So Ryan Lochte,
they denied him.
Yeah, he has. A grill that a rapper's use that it's made out of gold and he puts in his mouth and holds up his medal.
It's a red, white, and blue grill. Man.
Yeah.
But it really is.
Nice.
He really sits there and smiles like it's something he's changing the world. Like he's a rapper.
Yeah. I haven't seen that.
Do you
that.
Love that or hate that? I hate that.
I hate that.
He was going to wear it for his first gold medal and the committee said, no.
Take those off.
Hearing you describe it, I think Ryan Lochte, you know, maybe a great swimmer, but I'm not sure. I think he's right with Michael Phelps in the IQ.
Love to have them on Jeopardy together.
Exactly.
That'd be fun. But you know what? He also has that great thing, stupidity backed with endless confidence.
Yes.
I love that mixture.
And maybe that's the whole thing. Look, Michael Phelps, you can't argue with the achievement.
The success.
And it's truly amazing. I mean, he has taken his supernatural gift and he has made the absolute most of it. But there's just a vibe that I get from him. This is long before the whole pot incident, which I didn't give a rat's ass about, and I think he was torpedoed for that.
Yeah.
But he has there's just something about him where he just doesn't seem that nice. He doesn't seem like that good guy.
I think that's because he's not that bright, and
that's
why it comes off that way. He's not an attractive man.
What if he presented himself better? More friendly? If he had something funny to say?
Missy Franklin being the polar opposite of Michael Phelps. She is this fresh-faced kid. She looks like she's just as sweet as the day is long. And I'm crazy about her. Michael Phelps, I look at that, I see the fat mother in the stands again, and it's like blah, blah, blah.
But he's represented as well.
He has.
Greatest Olympic athlete of them all.
I'm going to humanize him right now for you.
Okay.
So he just sold his Fells Point condo for a loss of $440,000.
Really?
That he bought when it was clearly the upswing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I just saw the story today. That he's in Baltimore and everybody's getting hit, including Michael Phelps.
And
really?
He's got to pay taxes on all those medals.
Yeah, that's true.
Whatever.
And Michael Phelps is one of the handful of athletes, and this happens for multiple medal winners.
Right.
That he's lost medals.
Like
he's
really?
Lost.
Actually,
he's,
lost. Them.
He's lost them. He doesn't know
where
they went.
Where they are.
He just like
I don't know where they are.
Wow.
you have 19.
Yeah. I like.
Number them, you retard.
But there's something about Michael Phelps.
I have numbers on them, Rob. Come on.
Maybe because of the overexposure, but then again, the overexposure is a result of his success, so you can't begrudge him that.
No, he's lost one or two.
But you know what? He's on to bigger and better things. Whoever said you can't take away the achievement, you can't. Phenomenal.
You can. Yeah.
Phenomenal athlete. Really, it does us proud, and it's great to watch.
Unless
but.
They let him hold the record book and he loses it.
Do you know what the latest rumor is?
What's that?
That NBC and all the major networks are courting him for a sports announcer job.
No.
Yes.
Wow. Really?
I like multi.
Well, he's the he'll be the gold standard.
Yeah. Multi-million dollar long-term contract.
Because he will get that. Yeah. Regardless of his ability to speak English, regardless of his horrible diction that he has, he will get that gig because of his achievement. He's going to be the most decorated Olympian in the history of the sport.
I would say, if anything, the only comparison I could make, he's the Bruce Jenner of our time.
Probably, but probably be a better. He's accomplished much more than Bruce Jenner. So I mean, you can't take that away from the kid. But look, that's the way of sports. That's the way of sports analysis. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily how good a broadcaster you are. Yeah. It's what your achievements
and
are.
Remember, and
that's, hey, look, that's the rules.
In the day, Bruce Jenner was gorgeous.
Or I should say, those are the rules.
And
but Michael Phelps would say that's the rule.
No, Michael Phelps wouldn't say anything because he lost his microphone.
He would say, "That's the rules." What do you have in a pool? There's floats, there's stripes, there's swimmers.
Hey, Michael.
What?
Michael, this is Bob Costas in the studio. Where are your medals?
Oh, it's nice meeting you.
Where are your medals?
I was going to go see you last week, but I if I'd done that, I couldn't have went to the store.
Where are your medals?
I don't know. Anyway, I don't know why. It's totally irrational that I don't like the guy. I mean, my God.
You don't have to.
He's just such an incredible Olympian, and I give him complete and total credit for that. No.
No.
No, you have to be in the wheelhouse. Jealousy would be me going to see Fiddler on the Roof and seeing a fat 53-year-old on stage and saying to myself, man, I'd love to do that.
Well, you know that they're courting Michael Phelps.
You can't be jealous of somebody that you're not even in the wheelhouse.
They're courting Michael Phelps to play Tevye as well.
the little girl I carry. Whatever. We will take a break. Still no word on our friend Lyndon.
Yikes. No.
And we will talk about...
Hold it. This just in.
Yes.
Text from Mark Ronick. Lyndon forgot. He says we can call him via Skype if we like.
Oh, okay. We'll get him in here another
day. Yeah.
We'll take a break and come back and talk about our big Left Coast appearance and live show right after this. Hi, everybody. This is Mike O'Mara, along with my good friend, Mr. Jimmy Sarita.
Let's go to Denver, Mike.
We are excited about going out to Denver for a meet and greet, and we're going to see you at Lodo's in downtown Denver. It's located at 1946 Market Street in Denver, Colorado. All of our friends from out west, they'd say, we'd love to see you for a meet and greet. We'll be there starting at 8 o'clock. Jimmy, what could possibly go wrong?
DJ, dancing, last call is at 2 a.m. Nothing can go wrong. Somebody please give us a ride back to the hotel.
Like a true pro, we'll see you at Lodo's.
Put the Lodo's, everybody.
Lodo's, Saturday night. We'll see you there. To be wild. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment is brought to you by TLC Laser Eye Center. The TLC staff is friendly, and the surgeons are experienced. Buzz, you've done this yourself, correct?
I have, and it's an unbelievable thing. I mean, by that evening, you're seeing like you've never seen before.
Yeah, TLC is something I think everybody, when you get to be my age, certainly, you're 53. And
if you make it to be your age.
If you do survive to be my age, that paper goes further and further away from your eyes when you're trying to read. And the surgeons at TLC and the equipment is always state-of-the-art, and they're up on the latest techniques. The TLC lifetime commitment is huge. TLC has locations all over the nation. If you move, you're covered. That's huge, too, for people in this area.
It sure is.
To schedule a free consultation and to see what you've been missing, please do us a favor and call 877-TLC-2020. That's 877-TLC-2020. Or find TLC online at LASIK.com. That's LASIK.com. And be sure to tell them you heard about TLC on the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm working with the people at TLC to see if I can get over there and get a little checkup to see if I qualify. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether I do yet.
Right.
But once I get over there, I'll let you know how it goes. TLC Laser Eye Centers. We thank them for being a new sponsor. Another new sponsor.
Love that.
Of the Mike O'Mara Show. Things going very well.
Mike, quick question. Do you have your phone on you by chance?
I do not.
Oh,
why?
I just sent you the greatest picture in the world.
RJ, can you go get my phone out in the kitchen?
Sure. Yeah, the kid is it's in the daycare center, Mike.
Is it a picture that involves boobies?
No, I think you're gonna love it though, because
really?
it's a It's something that we both have in common.
Yes.
We both enjoy doing.
Okay.
Which, you know, it really, I think, is few and far between the times.
Something that we both have in common.
Well, you
both,
gay website?
You like motorcycles. You both like motorcycles.
No, no, no.
Hey, gay website. I heard that. What's your problem,
bud? It's not exercise.
I'm going to call you six pack.
Just spitballing here.
Right.
Girls have to do with girls?
We both do like girls. Yeah. So that's important.
You like to drink.
Has nothing. No, we do like to drink. That's two. That's two great things.
Okay.
I sent you a picture, and I also sent you a description, and you're going to love both of them. At least I hope you do.
I'm opening it up right now.
Okay.
And
probably have a bunch of messages.
How are things at the daycare center, RJ?
Surprise.
They're making posters and going to film a movie tonight.
Whose wrist is this?
That's Rob's.
Oh, I see.
What's the matter with my wrist?
I see it live.
Yeah. Oscar has sent me a picture of your hand.
It's my gorgeous hand.
Yeah, it's a picture.
I could do model.
It's your
you like
hand.
Is the wrist not
this
rigid?
Is a picture we have to put up on the website. This is
like that.
God, it must be so f***ing great to be perfect.
Hey, you're the one that said you didn't want to do that.
Hey, you're the one that did making fun of my wrist.
I wasn't making. He was making fun of your wrist.
That's
for
why
God's
I
sake.
Said it.
All right, hold on a second.
Now
that
the world is.
That is too good. And he writes, "Look at his wrist. What a homo." Not that there's anything wrong with that. That wow. is too. We will have the picture.
That'll be a great picture.
And we will have the picture of Rob's wrist.
You know, that'll put that with the picture of my feet. That'll be nice.
Now, can I ask you why your wrist hangs? Is it because your mitts are so huge that your wrist can't support your
All right.
hand?
Now, I know for someone who's never really, you know, suitably run a radio board, I will move slowly. All right. See, these control the levels of all the inputs.
Yes.
And I want to be relatively close to them.
Yeah.
I don't have the luxury to sit back.
Do nothing.
And tuck things
yes,
away.
Yes, yeah.
I have to be closer.
Yeah.
And because of that, I have my hands at the ready, relaxed, and ready to make you sound as good as possible.
Ready to move like a cat.
If such a thing can be done.
There it is. There it is for the Ustreamers. There it is for the Ustreamers.
And once again, I want to, if I can, a silver medal.
Oh.
Not yet a gold, but a silver medal. For Oscar's focus during that first segment, because he was not only able to participate but also send a photo to Mike.
Oh, God, you're killing me.
Yeah, I just, I looked over, I'm like, oh my God, is his wrist broken?
Oh, God.
And then I was like, no, that's a really effeminate wrist. Yeah.
Come here, I'll show you how effeminate it is.
Okay, listen.
It makes a nice strong fist.
Time to get serious right now and be very honest with our listeners.
Yes.
I am pulling back the curtain. Someone say, you know, there's a rule in radio and there's a rule in broadcasting in general that you never really let your audience in on all the details. And
you don't want to pull the curtain back.
But the fact is, with our Left Coast show, with our Reno show that's going to be coming up here,
I want to
be real on it. Well, let me just get this
okay.
out of here. Just all calm
right.
down for a second.
Yeah,
you're all wristed up. Hold on. Here's the thing I want to say to our...
And by the way, that made perfect sense.
Okay, here we go. Can I just do this,
can
please?
You?
Can I please? May I? Thank you.
You may.
Our Reno show that's coming up here. It's going to be live at Circus. We're going to be there on November 10th at 8 o'clock. We're very excited about it. However, we have to tell you the truth. We are very, very new to getting out and doing these live shows and these events that really we need to do to support the show. And I got the idea from our good friends Big O and Dukes, and I said, boy, you know, they've done really well with this show at the State Theater. I think we should give it a try. I asked Oscar about it. He said, oh, my God, absolutely, do it.
Yeah.
So it took about a year to get the groundwork done, and we did one, and it was an overwhelming success.
Sure was.
Well, as soon as we did that, I said two things. I said, we should only do about two a year.
Mm-hmm.
And we should keep them well separated. Mm-hmm. And we should do one for people on the East Coast and people on the West Coast.
True.
So this is our West Coast show. But I want to be real honest about it because we need your help. And I want to get this put to bed as soon as possible. The folks at Circus are very excited about having us out there. Mm-hmm. But they also do not know us as a commodity.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because we are not, folks, a national name.
No,
we are not.
We're out of towners. We are out of towners.
And we have a select group of people that listen to this show, and although we have a national podcast that everybody can join in on, we are not a national name the likes of a Jay Leno, Jimmy Kimmel, or somebody who would be a stand-up artist that would come in here.
Joey Bishop.
So when we negotiated our deal with Circus to come out there, because it is a very expensive proposition to fly this whole crew out,
sure is.
We negotiated some travel expenses. Those travel expenses will only be taken care of if we sell a certain number of tickets. Mm. Let me tell you what that cutoff number is. That cutoff number is 400. And people say, oh, my God, of course. Mark's saying, yeah, don't worry about it. No. Well, I'm a warrior. Mm-hmm. That's the nature of what I do.
And a warrior.
I'm a warrior. I always worry, and I always want to make sure. So I'm just telling you, we haven't announced when tickets are going to go on sale yet, but when they do go on sale, we want to sell as many as we can in as short a period of time.
Because we'll turn this car around.
Oh, absolutely.
Look, it's not that I have a choice. I am not doing, and the reason I wanted to talk about our show at Circus Circus, I'm not doing it in a threatening way.
No,
I'm doing it in a realistic way.
Right.
Be prepared. If we don't pull that, we can't do a show out there.
So that's just the way it goes. Yeah.
And I say that not because of any other reason than I'm just an insecure hump.
Can I?
That's why I say that.
I would like to add just one thing. Because there are people out there that when they hear that, they may get turned off because, look, they're like, I want to buy my plane ticket now because I want to save some money. The earlier
right.
I do it, it'll be
by the way, we're going to have the ticket sale date at a very early date.
Okay,
we're
going to do that. Soon, yeah. So one, that's it. And then two, don't be turned off by the fact that the reality is that if we don't hit that benchmark at the very least, we can't afford to go
out there. There's just no point
so
in
I
doing
think
it.
We're good. While we're going to hit it, I would say make the plans. You could buy the ticket, and then within, I think, a couple weeks' time, we'll really know where we're at.
We'll know where we're at, and the fact is I have confidence in our West Coast listeners, but, you know, it's breakdown of numbers where
we have to be real.
50% of our wheelhouse comes from the area right around here that we live in. That's how. So when we do a show here, it's a little different enterprise. The rest is all over the place, and there is a concentration out on the West Coast as well, so we're excited about that, but this also can be a destination trip for you because Reno, the biggest little city in the world, a great location. It's at a casino hotel. They're going to have a special package for Mike O'Mara Show listeners. So the whole thing is going to be great. I am cautiously optimistic about this, but at the same time, I got to lay it out to people because I don't want you dawdling and waiting. And I want, as soon as we announce the ticket sale date, I want you to steamroll to this and get tickets for it. So that's it. I had to be honest with our listeners about it. Because it's a family that we have here.
We do hope to see people from Kansas and Iowa and Northern California.
I think that's almost
Missoula, Montana.
I think it's really almost essential to draw from people that are probably going to have to travel a ways to get there.
It's a great place to go, though.
But you know what? We had that for our East Coast show, too. So remember the date. It's November 10th. It starts at 8 o'clock. Circus Circus in Reno, Nevada. And this is probably the only time I'm going to give it to you straight like this.
You know what I hear.
When we announce the ticket sales, hey, Mark Ronick, get over here. Need a question answered.
You know what I hear? I hear it's going to be a good time.
That's right. I don't know.
See what that riff
What does the room feel about that song? It's no Get Crazy, Get Wild.
No, I think if you... And look, I'm not going to tell you what to do, clearly, because...
Oh, go ahead.
Look at his face is red again.
Look at him. I'm no audio...
Tell me about it. You're not
like
even
you
a talker.
But I will say that edit point is wrong on that song, because it should say, it's always a good time. Because we do have to try.
All right, take it up to...
You'd like to hear
it. Take it up to because Rob can do that on the fly. Take it right up to, it's always a good time. All right.
And then you want to take it from there? It would be... Hold on. You mean right from there? It's always a
good time. Make sure we back it up a little bit.
I have a backup for another song that came in a close second.
Okay, let's listen.
And I don't know if you're going to like, let me find it. Hold on.
This is the official music for our Reno show.
I assumed that this would go better.
I can't take my eyes off his hands.
Want a closer view?
You're not alone now.
How's that?
You make me laugh.
You know what, Mike?
Every day.
It comes to Reno, I say, all aboard.
100% better. 100% better.
Yes.
100%
better.
You
see, the only thing that made me not think of this one is that it's a 15-year-old record.
Right, I know.
But it is so infectious.
Yeah. And really, Craig, all right, do it again and say it.
And the out cue will always be the same.
All right, we're talking about our fabulous live show in Reno, Nevada.
All aboard!
And you have to do that every time. You have to say all aboard
every
time.
All right, good.
All right.
That's awesome.
since I have been cajoling and giving our listeners the behind the scenes reality of we have to sell a minimum of 400 tickets.
That's the minimum.
We have a potential to sell about another 700 or 800 tickets.
Yeah,
that's
about 700.
Cool. 700 tickets. Mm-hmm. So that would be the ultimate goal is a sellout for this show.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I cry myself to sleep every night.
He will too.
Well, you do that anyway.
But we get 400, we will be on that plane and we will be going out to Reno.
That's right.
Here's the big question: when are we going to make an announcement about tickets going on sale?
Probably, I would say within a week.
Within a week,
unless you want to wait until you return.
As soon as you get back.
Oh, that's really really tough.
That's up to you.
I
think it would be perfect to announce it on the day you come back.
Okay, the day I come back. So that is officially going to be
a week from
one
Monday.
Week from Monday.
Right.
We will make an announcement as far as ticket sales. We'll let you know that they're going to be going on sale. Well, we've actually just said it.
Done.
And we'll give you the information, the particulars on how you can order your tickets.
That's right.
On the Monday after I get back from
Monday.
All
I like that.
Really should go out by train.
I want to say thank you to everybody who has demonstrated such excitement about our live stage show that we're going to be on stage at the Circus Hotel and Casino
already.
In Reno, Nevada. Yes, yeah. It's good. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say that date for the announcement, August 13th. Monday, August 13th is when we'll announce ticket sales.
Good stuff. So thank you in advance. Mark Ronick, filled with confidence about this.
I am.
And I hate to do it like that, but I just have to be honest with people. Mm-hmm. Because if the worst case scenario happened with that,
right.
I'd be very disappointed. But mm-hmm. I also I wouldn't want to come here after the fact, after we've talked about it.
You'd have to return the kitten.
And return the kitten without letting you know that I might return the kitten.
Yeah, yes, because the kitten's looking at you all day.
I hope really
while
that
you shower.
Within 1 week or 2 weeks of that announcement that I come to you and I say, I never needed to make that announcement.
Yeah, I think that'll happen. And if you want, the listeners, if they want to, go to our Facebook page, look for the events, and RSVP. It's like a save the date kind of thing. But
that'll
only do
know.
It if you're really coming.
Oh, and also, if it's a save it, please... Please, please. This goes out to the a-holes.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I don't need you to tell me why you're not going to be there.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the same old thing, and I'm starting to get them too.
I will unfriend anyone that gives me an explanation as to why they
please
can't be
do
there.
Do not RSVP in the negative.
You are wasting our collective time when you do that.
Mm-hmm.
I know that in your world, it's all about you,
right.
But I don't give a rat's ass if you're not coming.
Mm-hmm.
If you're coming to the show, that's what I care about.
But it's important to note that it's okay if you comment on Rob's limp wrist. It's
that's
okay.
Right. Yeah.
Now, you
yeah.
made him joke on his diet Sunkist.
And also comment on Oscar's freakishly small hands and his inability to communicate.
Mark, have
anything
you seen
is
it?
Fine. It's all
I
wide open.
I heard you guys talking about it, and I didn't get to see it yet.
All right.
Well, okay. Look at it. It's right here.
Yeah, it's right
that's
there.
How
it's,
I sit.
Oh, no, look at that.
Here we go. Can we get this?
Fairly dangles,
absolutely.
Doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Oh, that is that's so nice.
All right. Well, those hands, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm glad I came to work today.
Are you going to be performing magic? Well, Rob, look what came out of today. You had a backup song that kicked ass.
Well, that's fine.
That's fair.
And I was able, and you know what? I was able to get these dove-like things over to touch the button without chipping a nail.
Oh, God. I'm hurting. We will take a break, and we will come back with
break.
Rob's Magic Audio Vault right after this. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob's Magic Audio Vault, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by Wait Not. And we are so thrilled with all the good people at Wait Not and all
so
the success
So far, I've lost
stories.
3 pounds in my wrist.
Yeah, you are, now it is not Jumpstart anymore.
It's called Healthy Start.
Healthy Start is, for most people, there are different phases of Wait Not that you mm-hmm. go on. Healthy Start is what a lot of people do when they start the program. And it emphasizes the healthful, rapid weight loss,
yes.
And Rob is thrilled to be doing that.
It makes you feel it makes you feel fantastic.
And also, the people that have been sending us the letters and success stories for Weight Not, we are so grateful for that. Please
yes.
remind yourself that not only do you just get a great program that works for so many people, but you also have counselors that are at the ready to answer whatever questions you have. A lot of times, it's not just the nuts and bolts of technical weight loss. It's emotions that are involved, mm-hmm. and it's strategies that are involved, and they are well-versed at this at Wait Not. A lot of people have tons of questions, and you can ask the experts at Wait Not. Mm-hmm. They're always there to help you. Just send your question by email to support@waitnot.com and to start your new life. And if you're somebody that has worried about it for years and years and years, this can change your life dramatically. 855-934-4486 or visit waitnot.com. Wait Not, unbelievable results you can believe in, and we thank them for their support on the show. Let's get on with the audio vault today.
Open the thing, Mike, and you know what it's time for? Olympic coverage. And the reason I play this, I don't know why I find this so entertaining, but I listened to it about 10 times yesterday. Mm-hmm. This is from the Olympics in 1984, and this was a PSA, a series of PSAs they did, and they brought in some people that were unlikely to do Olympic coverage, Mike, and right. I think you're going to enjoy this one in particular. Just from the out of the chute, you'll enjoy this.
Right.
Hey, hi. This is Bob Go for the Gold Hope on the road to the 1984 Summer Olympics. I visited hundreds of foreign nations, and now they're coming to see us from July 28th through August 12th.
See, the thing I think that makes it so great is that it's still old Bob. It's right. 1984 Bob, but he's
but
not feeble
not
yet.
Bob that was losing yeah. completely.
Right. He knew what he was doing.
Los Angeles hosts the biggest Olympiad in modern history. Thousands of the world's greatest athletes plus spectators from over 130 countries will be our honored guests. 2.5 billion TV viewers will also be looking on. 2.5 billion.
That's
more
wild.
People than you will find in the Pomona phone book. Well, you get the picture. It's a chance
hey, Pomona.
Not only to catch the Olympic spirit, but to share it as well.
So horrible.
Yeah.
And
hi, Bob.
And you know what you'd think after Bob Hope, maybe skew a little younger?
Right.
No. More PSAs from two of your favorite stars, Ed McMahon and Monty Hall.
Hello. I'm Ed McMahon. Do your part during the Olympic Games and keep traffic sad. Down. Keep cool.
Because you miss him?
Well, it's sad to hear these guys when they had all their buttons together. You know, it's really, really sad.
It is. I'm sorry. There's obviously some sort of a powwow going here in the corner.
Well, no, my sponsors are all screwed up.
Okay. How
that's
come?
All. Because I got more than I got 44 sponsorships today, and I don't know what's going on. So
all right. It's like NASCAR.
I've thrown Mark and Buzz into a little titter.
Back to Ed already in progress.
Yes.
Hello. Sorry. I'm Ed McMahon. Do your part during the Olympic Games and keep traffic down. Keep cool on an Olympic shuttle bus.
That's Ed in his prime.
Hello, I'm Monty Hall. Worried about traffic during the Olympics? Well, I'm here to make you a deal. Behind door number 3, that's a zonk, traffic jams. But behind door number 1, there's carpooling. And behind door number 2, there's an Olympic shuttle bus.
Was there anybody as California
no!
as Monty
no,
Hall?
God.
Was there anyone as California and as dull and as like
and
useless as Monty Hall?
One word he couldn't say, no.
No.
He'd do anything.
Yes.
Oh, I think California has a leg up on most, I guess, public service announcements.
Right.
When if you remember Carmageddon, they had all these celebrities right. telling people yes. to stay home.
Right.
And nothing
right.
happened.
And they pulled it off.
Yeah.
I think they pulled it off. A lot of the reason they did was because of that campaign. But
we have? We got Joe Krebs.
When you go back, when you go back now and you know, game show hosts, it used to be, correct me if I'm wrong, it was the DJs
yeah.
in L.A.
Yep.
would go on to TV
precisely.
And become,
became game show hosts.
And now yeah, who's right. the biggest game show host? Drew Carey.
Yeah.
And you know what? I
now
like
Drew
Carey,
Carey
as a
got
guy,
Wayne Brady,
but he's no good.
You got Steve Harvey. You got the guy from Tool Time. What was
right.
his
oh,
name?
Al Borland, and he's Richard Karn.
Richard yeah. Karn. I mm-hmm. watched him host Family Feud, and I went,
yeah.
What?
He's
yeah,
so dull.
No
yeah.
Steve Harvey. Yeah. Steve Harvey has. I will give him his props. He has a little Dawson in him.
Yeah.
Which makes
well,
it work
call
for
him,
me.
They call him the Black Bill Cullen.
The DJs in LA now become talent show hosts.
Right.
Carson
precisely.
Daly's got The Voice.
Yeah, exactly.
Ryan Seacrest got American yeah. Idol.
Ryan Seacrest. But I miss some of the great old. You know.
I
hey,
do too.
How you doing? Like Jim Lang, Chuck Woolery, these Slicky
well,
boys.
Gene
you know?
Rayburn. He was funny and sleazy and made you feel like you shouldn't leave your wife with him. That's what made him great.
Exactly.
If you had to describe the Olympic experience in one word, Mike, do you think you would say awesome?
What was going through your mind in that very moment?
I was just thinking about how awesome it was.
It was just awesome.
It's just an awesome experience, you know?
It's awesome.
It was awesome.
It's awesome.
It's just awesome.
It was awesome.
And how do you think the other young gals handled this?
Awesome.
She did awesome. So awesome.
Those girls are awesome.
Well, that's awesome.
Well, this is awesome. An incredible,
awesome job.
Dick Cavett recently swore to God that he would never use the word awesome again.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love Dick Cavett.
That's awesome.
Is Dick Cavett still alive?
Yeah, he is. He's hanging on. I heard
he did a
podcast with Alec Baldwin that was you'd love it.
Really?
You would really love it.
They're
recorded it at Tick Fair.
I just wanted to say I will not use the word awesome ever again.
Ever again?
Yes.
More iced tea?
Hello, this is Dick Cavett. Thank you.
Did you watch any of the gymnastics last night?
Oh, it was awesome.
Hi, Dick.
The male commentator, I don't know how his voice would strike you, but it struck me in a certain way. I just isolated two things here.
How huge?
Very big.
And also...
just needs to get off.
Oh.
Just needs to get off.
Was it big?
How huge?
Very big.
Thought he was nice.
And you know, one of the great announcer names is who he's working with, a guy by the name of Al Troutwig.
Oh, that's great.
That's Al Troutwig asking.
Just needs to get off.
Buzz, do you have anything about Mayor Boris Johnson today?
No, I know about him, but I didn't cover it.
This is this crazy guy with the shock of blonde hair. He's the mayor of London.
Yeah, London's got a very goofy mayor.
Funny guy.
And he was on a zip line yesterday going through, I think, Hyde Park.
Boris Johnson.
And he got stuck.
Yes.
And he was left hanging, not high, like maybe 10 feet up.
And he was unflappable about it.
Good humored.
Here's him yelling to the people below as he's hanging, waving British flags.
You might. It's a very, very good idea. Can you get me a rope? Get me a rope, okay?
He is my second favorite mayor after Mayor Barry.
Yeah, rightly so.
He's terrific. Great.
He's fun.
Yesterday, I don't know if you all participated, if you support Chick-fil-A, you were supposed to go and buy a chicken sandwich yesterday.
Yeah.
Because of all the hatred against them.
Governor Huckabee proposed that.
Yes, because of their bad...
Oh, really? Was it Huckabee?
Yeah.
What a nad.
Yeah. Because of their money that they've invested in, separatism and hateful stuff.
Let me just, if I can weigh in on the whole Chick-fil-A controversy.
Please.
I'm someone who probably, if I'm craving one of their delightful little fried chicken sandwiches, will duck into a Chick-fil-A on occasion.
I have in the past.
I won't let my politics be affected by what their CEO said, even though I disagree with it. At the same time, the haters that flock to Chick-fil-A just to go F you to the gay community.
Yeah.
Really, and they are the nerd haters that I saw. There was a guy that was there that was such a dick.
Uh-huh.
And then a couple of people go, make a great chicken sandwich. What's the big deal? Yeah, what's the matter with the gay people? I'm just going to eat my chicken sandwich.
No, I think their policies are detestable, but what I find even more abhorrent is the fact that they turned it in and they embrace the fact that they turned it into an ad campaign yesterday. Once again, I must restate, they've screwed up the parking lot at my Costco.
I
hate them anyway.
Would you be as passionate if they didn't screw up the parking lot at your Costco?
At this point, I would be. Based on what they did yesterday.
Good for you,
never
Rob.
Been there,
you know,
intentionally.
You know, my good buddy Lowell, he did a story on this in Baltimore
and
yesterday.
And Lowell's gay, we should point that out.
And he is gay. Right. So, you know,
I don't like to have sex with women.
And the one thing that he has pointed out to me is that these Chick-fil-A's are all independently owned and operated.
That's true.
Right. So even though the CEO has made this announcement, a lot of these, there are even some gay couples that own Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
You know what's also independently owned and operated? That microphone you're talking
about. Isn't it great?
Yeah, that's a nice thing.
Incidentally, please note to anyone that has anything to do with this show, new microphone for Monday's show.
Yes. Or just talking less.
Just get to, I want a new microphone.
Okay. Yeah,
I agree.
Me too.
But back to Chick-fil-A, they did something pretty good on Funny or Die. They had John Goodman dressed up as the Colonel. Doing a response, and they shot it almost like with Instagram and made it look like an old 8mm.
Oh, good, good. I didn't know that.
And I love John Goodman.
Okay. Yeah.
Why, hello there. It's me, the Colonel. It don't take a bona fide Einstein genius to know that I'm an oldie fashioned sort. But when it comes to the subjugation of marriage rights, why, I reckon I'm a bit more progressive than my pals down at Chick-fil-A. Yep. Let it be known that Colonel Sanders loves the gays. Hell, I might even be gay.
Hey, Colonel, dinner's almost ready.
Be right there, O'Marion. I know what you're thinking as you lie there snuggling up with your bear. You're thinking, how do I know you're not just a jibber in this jab to win more of my gay business? Well, you don't. But what you should know is that I love all gay people, always. And We're open on Sunday. Where's the game? We're even issuing a table dance mandate at participating locations. Only the pocket squares of a gentleman can be used as a banana hammock.
If you want the gayest chicken, you have to visit me.
Now, oh, that's great.
We have time for, I guess, one or two more. I'll let you choose your news.
Okay.
Do you want Parent of the Month?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want Vin Scully versus technology?
Okay.
Or do you want the possessed cat?
Oh, God, that's difficult.
I vote for Parent of the Month.
I love Parent of the Month, but I also like Vin Scully versus technology.
I'll give you both.
Okay, very good.
Okay, here's the first one. Asheville, North Carolina, the 14-year-old that led cops on a high-speed chase.
That's right. Misty Potter admits she's not surprised to learn her daughter was involved in a high-speed police chase because she's been driving since she was a toddler.
She's been driving since she was three. And what? She was three. I started teaching her to drive.
So Misty Potter says it came as no shock. Her 14-year-old daughter was fingered as the driver of this stolen car.
But I wasn't expecting her to do this.
Expecting her to lead cops on a two-state high-speed chase, at times driving without tires, according to police.
Now, one would think if you let your child drive since age three, you're already a bad parent.
Right.
Could it get worse, Mike?
Yeah, probably.
It can.
I've always told them, you know, if you get pulled over, you pull over. They said that she had some staples in her head and a broke arm. I rode to the store with them and got a pack of cigarettes and went back home.
You rode in the vehicle with them?
Yeah, went back home.
Did you know the car was stolen?
No.
I mean, this is like a NASCAR type thing. I mean, she could be a NASCAR driver.
Yeah, that's kind of what the police and Irwin were saying.
She had a broke arm, but she gave her mom. Arm. She's 14 and gave her mom a ride to the store for a pack of smokes.
She had staples in her head and a broke arm.
And a broke arm.
Jesus Christ.
Vin Scully, Mike, one of the greatest remaining voices in baseball.
And 130 years old,
and still calling the Dodgers games. Wow. And still sounds pretty good unless he's faced with something unfamiliar, like Twitter.
Third inning, 2-1 D-backs. The Dodgers received a Twitter. Certainly Matt Kemp received it, so did Hanley Ramirez, and the Twitter came from Shane Victorino, who is going to be here for tomorrow's game, a 12-10 game against Arizona, and the Twitter read, or do you say twit? Anyway, the twit read, Aloha Los Angeles, ready to come help the Dodgers win it all. Let's go. So that was to Kemp and Ramirez. And we pass it along to you.
Hey,
you
know what? Craig Horleman, the funniest man on Facebook.
I give
that
and
clip.
I give Vin. That's it. Is that it?
That's it. That's your fault.
I give Vin Scully the free pass on that 100%. Yes, Buzz.
And we want to tell people that part of today's show has also been brought to you by TryLendingTree.com.
We can do that at the end, Mike.
Okay, all very right. Good. We'll take a break. Come back with Rob Spiewak right now.
No,
after
it will be Buzz. Really.
I'm sorry, Buzz. I'm sorry.
They've had their fill.
Can I get my copy back?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, very good. Buzz was mentioning Try Lending Tree. We had to get this in for you. Just when you thought mortgage rates couldn't go any lower, they did. We've been talking about it. I've been looking at my rates for the last 2 days because I did it 2 days ago, and it really is amazing. And I think I want to say 8 or 9 months ago is when I refinanced and said, that's it. No lower rates at all.
You're locked in at rock bottom.
Not going to happen. And then these rates have been steamrolling lower and lower and lower. It is time to see if you should refinance. And this is one of the easiest ways to do it. Everybody here at the Mike O'Mara Show recommends that you try LendingTree.com. That's T-R-Y, LendingTree.com. And when you're prompted, enter the code TMOS. And all you have to do is fill out a small little form, and you'd be amazed how quickly they will get you some information on your incredibly low rates. Rates that made my jaw drop when I looked at them 2 days ago.
Sure.
Awesome.
It's TryLendingTree.com, and we appreciate their support. Now, without sponsorship, I don't care. We're going to go right to the news with Buzz Burbank. Buzz,
very good.
Take it away.
Thank you, Mike. The psychiatrist seeing Aurora shooter.
Wait, you didn't play the thing.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
At least that.
The Buzz Stager?
Yes, thank you.
Obsessive compulsive.
Thank you very much.
Does that make you feel better?
Yes, it does.
I'm glad. Okay.
It doesn't undo what Oscar did, but it helps.
Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike.
He's going to stand like this.
The psychiatrist seeing Aurora shooter James Holmes told the university that he might be a danger to others nearly 6 weeks before the movie theater massacre.
That's amazing.
The school did nothing. because Holmes had already started the paperwork to drop out. They didn't even pass along the alert to police. The University of Colorado mailroom also took more than a week to deliver a package from Holmes to that psychiatrist, roughly outlining his plans.
Wow.
A man with an AK-47, a bayonet, a handgun, and 40 rounds of ammunition boarded a Philadelphia subway during yesterday's evening rush hour. He was reported and was arrested on the Broad Street line a few stops north. The man, who also reportedly had drugs and a large amount of cash, told police he was just heading home.
Hey, you go to jail?
You know, this is, we've talked about this. Our good friend Patton Oswalt's been very outspoken about this, where, you know, and lots of other people have done the same thing, where you make these people into the media darlings that we make them, and you are going to create copycats. This is... I don't want to go so far as to say, because I don't know how I'd do it, that I would run point on this and try to get some sort of organization started to communicate to the mass media in this country that they've got to stop doing this.
Yeah.
But they have to stop doing this. This borders to me on criminal negligence. NBC, CBS, MSNBC, Fox, all these douchebags that care about ratings over the good of the public. You are creating a culture where the idiots, the fringe people that just need that one motivation, are getting motivated by seeing this red-haired hump on the news.
Hey, I'm going to be on TV. Saying,
it's ridiculous. And this is the best example I've ever seen. I was talking about this hours before we started getting these copycats, because it takes them a while to go down to the local hardware store and get their knives and their guns and whatever. But they've got to stop doing it. Just like, I don't even remember when it was, Buzz, when they went to police sketches because you didn't want to show people, you know, in trial.
Well, that was
trial.
Before cameras were allowed.
Before
in
cameras
rooms.
Were allowed, it was even, but you had police sketches.
Right.
I say, just go back to that. That's all you need to do. You can still say the guy's name. You can still, you know, cover the story in complete, without any, you know, without any diminishment
of
the story.
I do think that red-haired photograph is inspiring to nut jobs.
Absolutely. Of course. But this is the same thing with, you know, they've done it for a long time. You don't always have copycats. Mm-hmm. It doesn't always happen. But if you have a, I hate to think that we have to legislate it, but maybe we have to legislate it that it is not, you cannot do this. Someone, an article, and I've read so many different articles about it, they were talking about the story on a national level shouldn't even be relevant. But I don't buy that necessarily.
No, I don't agree.
Who said that?
Well, no, what it was you share this story and all the details with the local community that it affects, and you don't turn it into a national celebrity situation. I don't think you can do that.
No, I don't think
what you can do is you can just say the photograph of the guy. The photograph of the guy. Don't show him.
Yeah.
Anybody that's
like
accused,
media blackout.
What about anybody that's accused of a murder where you know where he's in custody, where a photograph is not being used to apprehend the suspect? I think can be prohibited. I don't see any reason why we have to have the pictures of these guys.
Here's the policy I'm using for what it's worth. I mentioned the Aurora suspect's name once per story. In the copycat story, I mentioned no suspect's name, and I have a second copycat story, a Maryland man. Don't mention his name either.
Wow.
Maryland man who referenced Batman's Joker as he made gun threats to his coworkers over the phone now faces a criminal charge, but a minor one.
Amazing.
The 28-year-old suspect's now undergoing mental evaluation as he faces charges of misusing a telephone. Officials in Maryland say their state doesn't have a law that would allow for a more serious charge.
Boy, I really think that, look, I don't think anybody's going to win the gun battle. Mm-hmm. And there's a cover of Time magazine that talks about that. You know,
the folks with guns.
The people that are gun control advocates have lost. They have won, and they're not going to win.
Right.
And I think that that the people that are for gun control have kind of thrown their hands up in the air. Mm-hmm. There's still some factions that care about it. Mm-hmm. But by and large, the NRA has won the battle. Where you have to pick your battles now is preventing these copycats.
Right.
I think it's huge.
The genie is out of the bottle, and he's heavily armed. I believe I read something today that said 3% of the world's population owns 30% of the world's guns. Guess which country leads?
Yeah.
Yeehaw!
It's us. But the thing is, you tackle this issue of not exposing the shooter and not making the shooter iconic by putting his picture all over the news, creating graphics with his picture. You're preaching this to a much narrower narrower circle of people.
You're making him into a comic book hero.
But what I'm saying is when you try to legislate against this or try to get them to change their policy, you don't have as many people as you're dealing with.
No.
When you're talking about guns, you're trying to get every Yahoo in the world to put his guns
but
away.
But the media is something you can actually reach out and touch.
Exactly.
And you've got what here is a very simple analogy. If you don't want weeds, make the environment unhospitable to weeds.
Right.
Don't make it a fertile environment for copycat people to go out and do it.
Because obviously, I really hope that this is not the end of this issue, and I hope we follow it closely on this show.
I'm following
that we
it.
Prevent this by, it's so easy to prevent this. You don't make the guy a media celebrity, period.
A Republican state representative in Tennessee is apologizing for sending out an email rumor that President Obama plans to fake an assassination attempt on himself as an excuse to impose martial law. The freshman lawmaker sent an email to his constituents, spreading the word that the fake assassination attempt would enrage minority voters across the nation to the point of rioting.
Wait, so that was fake?
not an actual truthful rumor.
Jesus, come on, guys. Wow. Don't send me emails.
The recent Tea Party victory in Texas and elsewhere has emboldened that right wing. The Tea Party group known as Freedom Works is warning Mitt Romney that he'd better get on board. That's not likely since Romney needs middle-of-the-road independent voters to beat Barack Obama, but Tea Party supporters are also setting their sights on the Senate to try to get a foothold there, as they have already in the House.
Wow.
The feds are investigating a frightening near-miss at Washington's Reagan National Airport yesterday. Miscommunication getting most of the blame for allowing two commuter jets to take off into the same path being used by an incoming plane.
Charlie.
A head-on collision was avoided by just 12 seconds.
This was a result of the storms we had yesterday.
Right.
We had
wind shift.
Probably some of the most, you know, I hate to say it's beautiful, but some of the most beautiful thunderheads I've ever seen. But, you know, that usually
Kansas-like.
Means we're going to get whacked. Mm-hmm. And and it was, you know, everybody remembers the storms here. Did you guys get nailed last night? We did hear
not much rain. We got some good boom.
Yeah. Little thunder, a little rain.
Yeah.
While the world thought we were doing nothing about the slaughter of those rising up against oppression in Syria, President Obama was issuing a then-secret order to send help in the form of money and intelligence information. Obama did a similar thing last year during the uprising against Libya's Muammar Gaddafi. By the way, another aide to Assad has resigned today, as we may begin to see some crumbling in Syria, we hope.
And they got a tank. I read that story that the rebels got hold of a tank and turned it back on the regular Syrian government.
Get it on eBay?
What's that? Yeah, they got it on eBay.
That's excellent. Shipping must have been a bitch.
Congress is leaving town today for its annual five-week August vacation. It may do so without beefing up cybersecurity.
Have fun, guys.
Yeah, enjoy.
Relax. Have a good time. Try Maine.
Right. No, they've been working so hard.
Well, they really have.
And they just didn't have time, at least not so far, to beef up cybersecurity. Republicans are skeptical about the burden of new government regulation as the U.S. tries to fend off cyber attacks that could shut down our electrical grid for weeks, among other things. It's not been a good summer for lifeguards. First, there was that Florida lifeguard fired for saving someone just outside his work zone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a Washington State lifeguard who saved a 12-year-old boy has been sent a $2,600 bill from the ambulance company for riding along with the boy to the hospital.
Wow.
But you never thought you'd hear the words Arnold Schwarzenegger and think tank in the same sentence.
Not without a negative between them.
I'd like to jump in the tank, take the softball, throw it at the
It's not that kind of tank, Governor.
Dog is shine.
And yet, here we are.
Thank you.
The former California governor is setting one up with USC to study the economy, political reform, and environmental problems. And finally...
I love Monty Hall.
Finally, not
he said, don't drive to the Olympics.
Finally, not far from Wichita, Kansas, is the even more ignored town of Hutchinson. But Hutchinson got on the map yesterday when a reasonably attractive young couple was arrested at a Walmart there. They were arrested not only for shoplifting KY jelly lubricant, but for rubbing it on each other's genitals right there in the store.
Oh, God!
Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, my God, that's gross.
Yeah, I'm a Target guy.
Hey, our show today was brought to you by TryLendingTree.com. You want to check out some great rates? LendingTree. I can say that, right? You want to check out some great rates?
I do!
LendingTree can help you save hundreds of dollars every month. Their network of 200 lenders compete to give you the best offers. It's free with no obligation, and you'll get 4 custom offers within minutes of filling out one simple form. Find out how much you can save at TryLendingTree.com. That's TryLendingTree.com. And when prompted, please, you know the code, TMOS. TryLendingTree.com. That's it. Don't forget, on our bonus show that we're taping minutes from now, folks, join us in the Turntable Studios.
Yes, for more chatter and platter.
We're going to be busting each other's balls and playing our favorite music on Turntable.fm.
Right on.
And we invite you to join us, too. We'll let you know what the secret room is on Facebook. Is that how we're going to do that?
Yes, already it's, have. It's a /TMOS.
Ah, /TMOS. Join us. We'd love to have you. It's fun when we see all those little animated heads bouncing up and down. See you next time, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you.